Wednesdays, it's former Browns GM Phil Savage, also on the Alabama Football Radio Network, and a new book out as well that's going over really well. Morning, Phil.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hope you're well.
We are. Let's touch on college football just for a sec. The poll, Mike Snyder, everybody kind of shaking a little bit, but I know there's Alabama and there's the rest of us, if you don't mind, Phil. There's a chance, though, that Ohio State, if you win out, you're right there to maybe get in play, right?
I think Phil, it broke right for the Buckeyes if they take care of their business.
Yeah, no question about it. Of course, there's a huge game coming up just on the horizon, Penn State and Ohio State, and that may very well determine who represents the Big Ten, certainly in the Eastern Division, because Michigan doesn't seem to be playing all that well so far this year. If you get to the Big Ten championship game, you're likely going to face an undefeated Wisconsin who got the draw of an easier schedule this year in terms of crossover games. So, yeah, with what happened last weekend, four upsets in the top 10 is really wide open at this point because the Pac-12 does not have a single undefeated team left. And with that being said, I think that helped the Big 12, the Big 10, the SEC, and the ACC.
All right, Phil, we go to the Browns. The losing continues, and already now the rumblings of changes in the wind. As we look at things now, a schism between the front office and the coaching staff. You've lived it. You're now covering it. What do you see here with the Browns right now, Phil?
Well, unfortunately, Sunday, really the last 2 weeks, because of so much focus on the quarterback position, it just puts a microscope on what the Browns didn't do and what they did do at the quarterback position. And, you know, it was very revealing on Sunday when Deshaun Watson is throwing BBs for touchdowns in the year that he's enjoying in Houston. Now, could he have done the same thing in Cleveland? Who knows? He would not have had as good a team around him as he does in Houston. The losing does take a toll because, you know, right now everyone's piling on the Browns front office and the coaching staff. There's rumors that Peyton Manning has been in Cleveland. The truth of it is Peyton Manning speaks all over the country, and wherever he goes, he usually goes and visits the college or the pro team that's in that town. I don't know that he visited the Browns necessarily, but, you know, I was told that he's been to a lot of football organizations and college programs because obviously he is interested in returning to the game at some point. Now, I don't know that the timing is correct right now based on what I've been told, but nevertheless, there's a lot of pressure when it's spiraling downhill in terms of the losing. And that's the thing, and guys, you've heard me say it probably 20 times on this particular segment over the last few years. It takes a lot of guts, a lot of backbone, a lot of courage to withstand the pressure, the negativity that comes with what they're trying to do, which was, quote, take it down to the studs and then build it back. And the problem is while you're taking it down to the studs, other teams have at least a half of a house built. And that's the reason for the losing, and I don't know how many games they're going to win this year, but a lot about this season was going to be the quarterback position. And with the yo-yo back and forth with Kizer, Deshaun Kizer to Kevin Hogan, and now perhaps back to Kizer, I don't think that helped the situation at all.
Hey, Phil, just back to Peyton Manning. He has a relationship with the Haslam family that goes back for years now. He was in town. We know that. No one's confirmed that he met with the Browns, but you have to believe that there's been some correspondence, maybe somewhere along the line, maybe whether it was last week or not, between the Haslams and Peyton. I mean, he looks like he'd be an ideal fit to really run a football operation. But you're hearing that the timing may not be right for him. Any more insight you have on Manning?
Well, there was an article on MMQB, the Peter King site, just a couple weeks ago where Peter sat down with Peyton, and Peyton was talking about the enjoyment of taking his twin sons to school. He has enjoyed retirement more than he expected. And he basically laid out that, yeah, I would love to get back into football. Sort of like a John Elway did. Now, remember, John Elway went and ran an Arena League team. He did all sorts of things for a number of years before he came back to the National Football League. And with Peyton Manning, I think it's just probably a function of timing and perhaps location. I don't know that for fact, but there's no question there's a relationship between he and the Haslam family. I mean, they could talk about the Browns. Heck, they could talk about the Tennessee Volunteers because their coach, Butch Jones, he's on the hot seat. That's Alabama's next opponent. A lot of people are saying that this is Butch Jones' last stand in Tuscaloosa because of what's happened to the Vols.
The thing here right now, it is winless, but we're not seeing any progress. And now these stories are starting. So
I'm high demand. Got to go. Sorry. Best team coverage of the Browns. That's it. Phil, thank you much. See you later.
Guys, be good.